Hey, hey, welcome to another episode of the Giraffe Social Media Podcast, and welcome to my flat, specifically my balcony. Yes, I have a balcony. I feel very lucky to have that. You join me here as I sit on the balcony with my morning cup of Jojo, listening to the birds and praying that the weather will be good today. In my spare time away from social media, I play football. So big up the Romsey Town. Hoping that this weird wind that we're experiencing at the minute dies down before training later this evening. Otherwise, it's going to be a bit of a windswept session. And as you can probably hear, I'm also suffering from a summer cold, so we'll be on the honey and lemon later. If anyone knows why we get colds in the summer, I'd love to know. Anyway, in the pre-COVID world, there was very little time to just sit and relax before starting the day. Well, depending on how you start your day, of course. Normally it would involve a commute, but my commute takes less than 10 seconds now. Yes, at Giraffe, we work from home. That doesn't mean to say it's easier. For me, some days are tougher than others, and there are a lot of reasons for that. And we will go into them in a music chart-style rundown. So here is your rundown of the top four ways to reduce stress when working from home.
Four. At number four, it's establish a routine. We've heard this one a lot, right? But it does make a huge difference to your work and home life. Create a structured daily routine that mimics a traditional work environment. Set consistent work hours, take regular breaks, and establish boundaries between work and personal life. This could be as simple as shutting down your laptop at 5, and we mean at 5, or whenever your work day ends. But also, don't take advantage of the fact that you're at home. It's tempting to stay in your pajamas for the day, but even wearing them can trigger your brain to think it doesn't need to work or make you think you're not working enough. Change into fresh clothes, grab a coffee, and get going on a productive day. Having a routine helps create a sense of normality, promotes productivity, and reduces the stress of feeling overwhelmed or disorganized.
Three. At three, it's designate a dedicated workspace. Set up a designated workspace in your home that is separate from your living areas, if possible. This helps create a physical boundary between work and personal life, allowing you to mentally switch gears and focus on work when you're in that space. A dedicated workspace also helps minimize distractions and promotes better work-life balance. Try using physical objects to hide your workstation, like a Parisian wooden screen, like the one you keep seeing on Facebook Marketplace. My tip is to clear and empty your desk at the end of every day. Turn off the laptop and monitor, put any paperwork away, and tidy your space to trigger your brain to realise it's home time.
Two. Practice self-care. Basically, take care of your physical and mental well-being. These should be included in your daily routine, and it could be as little as taking a break from your desk and going for a walk. Anything that helps you relax and unwind. For me, it's doing a bit of house cleaning. That might not be your cup of tea, but it's something that helps me to stay in the moment and not get overwhelmed. Think of it like this: eat, sleep, recess, repeat. If you eat well, sleep well, recess well, you're more likely to reduce any stress and lift your spirit.
One. And at number one, it's stay connected with others. Working from home can sometimes feel isolating. Stay connected with colleagues, friends, and family through regular communication. Schedule virtual meetings or catch-ups, join online communities or professional networks, and engage in virtual social activities. Sharing experiences, venting concerns, and seeking support from others who understand your situation can greatly alleviate stress and provide a sense of friendship. Basically, good bants is key to surviving the working from home model. And there you go. that was our chart rundown of the four ways to reduce stress while working from home. My top tip is probably the old saying, variety is the spice of life. Experiment with different techniques and then maybe try a few before settling on what works best for you. I've been working from home now about on and off for about the past 3 years, and I'm constantly changing and adapting how I work. I'm sure a lot of you have been doing the same. But be patient with yourself. It doesn't happen overnight, and some days will be more challenging than others. If you have any top tips on creating a healthy work from home environment, let us know. You can drop us a voice note on Instagram. Our Instagram is @giraffesm. And tell all your working from home colleagues about us. Share the episode, continue the conversation, and then why not drop us a little 5-star review on your podcast app? We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Giraffe Social Media Podcast, and we look forward to speaking to you in the next. I'm off to go and get some honey and lemon.